in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
It's an absolute travesty in this day and age where our citizens are getting cholera, which is a preventable disease. It is symptomatic of the problems in the sanitation systems in our big cities, which is extremely unfortunate. I think the authorities and departments that are responsible for operating and maintaining wastewater treatment plants should ensure that these plants work optimally. According to the latest Green Drop report, a large percentage of our wastewater treatment plants are not working optimally, and it's a very sad state of affairs.
Professor, since 1993, if we look at South Africa's population, it has increased by almost 20 million. However, our water and sewage infrastructure has not increased by the same magnitude. What is, in your view, exacerbating the struggles of getting clean drinking water for all South Africans?
Many of these wastewater treatment plants have been under-designed. They have not been designed for urbanization and for people moving into the big cities. They should have been planning in place by the authorities to ensure that these plants were able to cope for the influx of people into cities. That's one of the issues that needs to be addressed urgently. Secondly, the operations of their waste and the maintenance of this wastewater treatment plant, the infrastructure itself, due to large influx of individuals into cities, these infrastructures are really facing a lot of problems. The maintenance of infrastructure has been very problematic, so that needs to be addressed. People have a right to clean, safe drinking water, and clearly their rights have been infringed upon.
Professor, you also work with statistics on a daily basis when it comes to these type of issues. What are some of those statistics telling you about the behavior of people in leading to such problems like the cholera outbreak?
One of the most basic things is if you're not sure of quality of the water that you're drinking, there are very basic steps you can take. Firstly, if your water is not clear, do not drink it. Secondly, you should be boiling your water if you're not too sure where it's actually what the quality is. So boil your water, you can get rid of most of your pathogens. Thirdly, if you're collecting your water, if you do not have access to tap water, ensure that it's clear. Make sure that if you store your water in a bucket, make sure the bucket is clean. Make sure that you add Jik, at least 1 teaspoonful of Jik to 20 to 25 liters of water. These are some of the basic steps that you can take to prevent these diseases, a pathogenic waterborne disease.
Professor, cholera is often seen to be a rural problem, but that does not seem to be the case anymore.
Absolutely, it's not a rural problem. I mean, Hammanskraal is not a rural area. It's a suburb, it's a developed area, and we should not be experiencing this. And if you look at throughout the country, and as I mentioned, the Green Drop report, your wastewater treatment plants are not being maintained adequately. Your infrastructure is collapsing. You need to have, trained personnel that operate these plants. These are some of the issues. And then when you get poorly treated wastewater that is being discharged into your receiving environment, such as your rivers, and people are accessing the water downstream for drinking purposes, for bathing, etc., they are exposed to all these serious pathogens.
How can we better manage wastewater treatment plants to offset the effects of cholera as experienced in Hammanskraal?
So the Department of Water and Sanitation has very clear guidelines for water utilities, for local governments, municipalities of discharge of their final effluents. If these water service providers are not subscribing to these guidelines, it's clearly an infringement. It's against the law. Cholera and other waterborne diseases are preventable. They should not be happening in the first place. These are diseases that if your wastewater plant and your water treatment plant are functioning optimally, you'd not get sick. People living in cities should not be getting sick with cholera, really. In my opinion, it's a complete no-no.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.